Your morning team show on WSGW. It's 8:25 with Dave, Pat, Art, and Charlie.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
I figured since he wrote it, we might as well use his version. Even though Nat King Cole probably sings the most famous version of the Christmas song, this Mel Torme that you're enjoying in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie. And Art, you are enjoying in your home studio.
Good morning. I am. I like Mel Torme. He was one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah.
Tiny little tots.
The Velvet Fog.
With their eyes all
which I understand he hated as far as being a reference.
Yeah, he wasn't fond of it.
But oh well. It worked for him.
Look at that man sing jazz. Woo!
The key line, of course, in the song, the very first line, chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy to report that for Goat Watch 2021... there has been no fire as of today.
No.
The goat stands proud and strong in Gavel, Sweden.
I want it to burn.
Well, we all do, but so far, that was the fun of Goat Watch.
Right. Why do we want it to burn? Because all we're going to see is the after results. We're not going to be watching it when it happens.
Well, that's always been the key is would we ever, that was the origination of Goat Watch, would we actually be able to see it?
And
we have not. There have been images captured of it going up in flames, but we've not actually seen it live. I'm looking at it live right now. Oh, there's snow on the goat, by the way. They got snow.
Oh, yeah. Right.
If it goes along, go look at the Fox Christmas tree that got burned if you want to see something burned. You know?
Which is another reason I bring up that, Dave, because on our online, on our morning team page, I do have the... something that did burn. I don't know if there's a webcam available. Maybe we'll have to start the Fox Christmas tree watch.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not the first tree that got burned. There have been a couple of trees burned this year. It's crazy.
I understand they captured the suspect.
Yeah, they arrested somebody.
49-year-old man who ignited the 50-foot tree. The decorations at the top of the tree completely decimated. Apparently... tree was decked out with 10,000 glass ornaments, 100,000 lights, took workers over 21 hours to put together, and in a matter of minutes...
Gone. Just gone.
Yes, I think Fox plans to put
resurrect.
Up a tree. Yes, I think they plan to do so. I will say, of course, that depending on your persuasion of Fox News on Twitter, there is much sympathy garnered... and consternation.
Yeah.
And there's also a lot of jokes.
Yes, there's a lot of jokes.
No kidding.
Yes.
Imagine that.
I know.
Imagine that.
Those same people, if it were a CNN tree, would be up in arms. So,
true,
you know.
Yeah. It'd be, then we'd, mm-hmm. we'd,
Art.
It'd be reversed.
Art.
Yes.
Nobody would care.
You don't think so?
Nobody would care. Nobody would care. You know why? Nobody cares about CNN.
Wow.
Mm.
Not what it used to be from the 80s. There's
absolutely. How far they have fallen. Yes.
I'm sorry.
So weren't there talk about trying to bring back the originations of CNN as a strictly news
talk of that,
source?
I used to like the headline news, and they got rid of that, too. You guys remember that one? I mean, I know they still, but where they used to just, it was news, sports, low pop culture, right?
Yeah, still, HLN is still there, but it's a different format. Changed.
Right. Yeah. So, sorry, I'm just saying that about CNN, but...
well, ratings would bear out what you're talking about, too. It's 8:29 on WSGW. CNN's not calling yet, so apparently they don't care either.